King did not craft this conclusion from thin air. This was a lesson learned from experience. The brutality of the South and the hypocrisy of the country led him to conclude that the view of racial equality as a charitable enterprise distorted the principles of democracy itself and disfigured the moral character of those who believed the lie. Nearly a year after his refusal to leave his bed, in August 1967, King stated plainly, quote, that the vast majority of white Americans are racists, either consciously or unconsciously, unquote. 8 months later, he would lie dead on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel. Martin Luther King Jr. has been dead for 50 years now, and over this half century, his bones have been picked clean. Conservatives invoke his name in defense of their vision of a colorblind society. Liberals use him to authenticate their own politics. Black politicians yoke his legacy to their own ambitions. In so many ways, King's life has been reduced to the lead character in a fable the nation tells itself about the movement, which begins with Brown v. Board of Education in 1954 and culminates with the 1963 March on Washington, or in Selma, in 1965. It is a neat tale with Southern villains, heightened drama, tragic deaths, and heroic triumph. It does not mention King's depression. It does not reckon with what he told the Reverend D.E. King, that his work, quote, has been in vain. The whole thing will have to be done away, unquote. Instead, it enlists King in fortifying the illusion of this nation's inherent goodness. It coddles the country from a damning reality. A genuine reckoning with the murdered preacher reveals a different story. In 1967, at Stanford University, as he toured the nation trying to rally support for what would become his Poor People's Campaign, King offered this assessment of the movement and the challenges ahead, quote, "We must see that the struggle today is much more difficult. It's more difficult today because we are struggling now for genuine equality. Negroes generally live in worse slums today than 20 or 25 years ago. In the North, schools are more segregated today than they were in 1954. The unemployment rate among whites at one time was about the same as the unemployment rate among Negroes. But today, the unemployment rate among Negroes is twice that of whites. And the average income of the Negro is today 50% less than whites," unquote.